We will in a little while be in Romans chapter 1, looking at a couple of verses, but several others before we get there. So let's start with the question, what have we learned about COVID-19 in the past year? There are a lot of things we've learned. There are a lot of things that we're trying to learn. There's a lot of things that we thought we had learned and then had to go back and unlearn as we spent more time in studying. But there are some things that are pretty obvious. Number one, it's highly contagious. It spreads easily. It spreads quickly. It does not take a whole lot of exposure for it to jump from one individual to another. COVID touches everyone. Started out by crossing an ocean. It touches both genders. It touches every race. It's controversial. Polarizing, to say the least. The debates are whether it's political or not, whether it's intentional or not, whether it's mask or not, or vaccine or not, or does it affect this group worse than that group or not, and so on. It's exciting, more in a negative way, but it's certainly newsworthy. It's what we talk about. I'm going to start with some negative connotations. Get them out of the way quickly before we move to the real thoughts today. Sin's very similar. Sin in COVID can be, they could be cousins. Sin's highly contagious. One chooses the path of sin, one chooses to make a dumb decision, and it doesn't take long before someone else is sure to follow. And it doesn't take long before it can even become a multitude or a mob that is following and acting foolish. Sin touches everyone. Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23. All the way back to Genesis 3, when it entered the world, it became a disease for all mankind. When we reach the age where we are accountable for our thoughts and our actions, when we can make decisions based on what is right and wrong, it touches us. It's controversial. Any discussion of sin, any discussion of morality, right and wrong, those things draw a line in the sand. And anyone in the conversation or even around the conversation is going to choose a side as to what he feels is right or what he feels is wrong. What's a sin, what is not, and so on. Sin's exciting in a negative way. If not, we would not be nearly as susceptible to the temptation. If there wasn't something exciting, fun, pleasurable about it, if all it brought was pain, we would do a better job of avoiding it. But what about the original question? If you notice, the title was phrased as a question, COVID-like Christianity, a question mark. So what about that idea this morning? That's the real thought. Could there be some positive connections that we can make and then take into this year that would do us some good? That would help us with the idea of the lighthouse? Absolutely. And if you remember, Austin remembered when he and I were talking this week, immediately where this thought came from. It goes back to a prayer that Ed Rizak led, talking about how contagious COVID is. And my mind immediately jumping to this connection. And so what I want to do is ask some other questions and look at them from a first century perspective and then a 2021 perspective. And see if there's some things that we can take from COVID and make them positive in our Christianity. And see if they'll make a difference. Different order this time. Number one, does Christianity touch everyone? Is it something that is for the masses or is it for the elite? Is it for a certain group of people in a certain part of the world or a certain skin color or a certain language? Or does it cross the barriers? Maybe for this year the question should be, can it touch everyone? The answer is without a doubt. And it's because of what Scripture says about it. The gospel, the message delivered that turns people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, that changes us into Christians, is intended for the world. Matthew 28, 18 and 19, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Jesus said, at this moment, I want you to understand I am the authority figure. When he says that, and he's already backed it up by his actions, and God has backed it up by, this is my beloved son, listen to him, by bringing him back from the grave, all of a sudden, what's going to follow in that next sentence becomes paramount. It's as if God is shouting from heaven. So Jesus says, I have all authority to speak. And the very first thing I'm going to tell you after making that claim is go make disciples of all nations. Go touch everyone with the message. Mark 16, 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Inclusive words, all the world, all creation. Do not leave out anybody. There's no pre-existing condition that makes me ineligible for the message. Acts 1:8, you will be my witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. I need you in every nook and cranny. I need you in every cave. I need you in every forest, finding every last individual to the ends of the earth to share this message. Acts 8 and verse 4 says, those scattered from Jerusalem went some places. Went everywhere preaching the word. Again, that's inclusive. Romans 1, Brad read for us a couple of passages out of it. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the world. Why is their faith being proclaimed throughout the world? It's not like CNN is standing there recording it. It's not like somebody's made a TikTok about it. It's because Paul and his fellow workers are going all over the world. And they're telling them about Rome. Telling them about the faith that exists there. Using the Romans as an example. Verse 16. Does it touch everyone? I'm not ashamed of the gospel, says Paul. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And then, for their day and age, he encompasses everybody. Jew first, also to the Greek. You're either a child of Abraham or you're a Gentile. You're either a Jew or you're the rest of the world. So the gospel designed to save absolutely anyone it touches. Kind of COVID-like. Ephesians 2, 13 through 15 says, the blood of Christ tore down the barrier between the nations, between the Jews and the Gentiles. And all of a sudden it gave access to all mankind. Galatians 3, there's no Jew, there's no Gentile, there's no male, there's no female, there's no slave, there's no free man when it comes to access to the gospel. Think of just a few of the examples. You've got the Jews on Pentecost, but then almost immediately you've got people like an Ethiopian eunuch. You've got Simon, the former sorcerer. You've got Cornelius. You have women like Lydia. You have philosophers. You have rulers. You even have Caesar having the chance to hear the message. So yes, the gospel did and the gospel can. Christianity can touch everyone. Rich, poor, young, old, educated, uneducated, black, white, every color in between. God has made no distinction when it comes to the saving power of the message. If, it's a big if, it goes back to Matthew 28, it goes back to Mark 16, it goes back to Acts chapter 1. The gospel in 2021, Christianity in 2021, can touch absolutely anyone and everyone if we do our job. If the light in the lighthouse is burning. If we're answering the Macedonian call and taking the gospel everywhere that we go. All right, question number two, is Christianity controversial? It was in the first century. It was in the first century. There are riots in Ephesus with the crowd going berserk to defend Artemis, to defend their way of life against these guys with strange ideas. There's a riot in Jerusalem in Acts 21 when Paul makes his appearance on the Temple Mount. There's the reaction of the leaders to Jesus. So intense that they convince a crowd that at one moment is saying, Hosanna to the King. Within just a couple of days, to shout, crucify him. Controversy. Peter and John on trial for healing a man and then speaking about Christ. James being beheaded. Stephen's life. And Christianity was controversial. Listen to me, nothing has changed. The pure gospel, not a social gospel, not an adulterated gospel, not us changing it to make it fit, but this book, preached in its purity and lived by the faithful, will always be controversial. There's a reason for that. Two reasons. Number one, we will always be controversial because we are different. We do not fit into this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Second reason is because the message is different. The message that we have to deliver does not fit with the way the world wants to live. Does not fit with the message that the world wants to hear. And so there's always going to be a line in the sand. There's always going to be that point where there is some controversy over who we are and what we say. So yeah, even today, it's controversial. Number three, is Christianity exciting? We said COVID's exciting in a negative way. We said that sin is exciting in a negative way. What about a positive way? If turning the world upside down, Acts 17 and verse 6, is exciting, then yes, Christianity is exciting. It's life-changing. It moves people. And our excitement is in a positive direction. It is life-changing. Regardless what the world thinks, it's positive and life-changing. Listen to Peter and John. I love it. Acts 4, 18 through 20. I told you, we've got some things going on early in Acts. The fallout from Christianity happens very quickly. They call Peter and John in after this little trial thing and after some time behind the bars. And it says, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. So here's the controversy. But I want you to watch the excitement now. Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God. You make up your own minds. Make your own judgment. You decide if you can encapsulate the fire and not say anything about it. We, however, not will not, not should not, we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. Peter and John, to me, sound excited about the message. They sound excited about sharing it with as many people as possible. They sound like Jeremiah. We cannot put this in a bottle. It's going to burst out of us. But now here's the final question. And it's the big one for the morning, in the sense of this is what thought triggered this whole lesson. And it's what I really, really want us to think about this year. Because if we'll take this last one and we'll run with it, the controversial part, the exciting part, the for the world part will go with us. So the question today that I really want you to think about, is Christianity contagious? We might even make it more personal. Is my Christianity, and I want you to say that in your head, is my Christianity contagious? In the first century, Christianity was as contagious as COVID or any other disease that's ever hit this world. The first time it is revealed, when Peter opens the doors for the first time and delivers the keys to the kingdom, it's so contagious it spreads to 3,000 in a matter of a few minutes. You go down just a few more verses to verse 47. It remained so contagious in Jerusalem that it says people were responding to the message daily. When was the last time we saw daily conversions to the gospel? Anybody? I don't know. By Acts 4 and verse 4, the number has grown to 5,000. In chapter 5, verse 14, it says multitudes were being added constantly. Not occasionally, not every once, constantly. Multitudes, not one or two, but what do we think of when we think of multitudes? We think of crowds. We think of Jesus feeding 5,000. We think of Jesus feeding 4,000. We think about people lining the street of Jerusalem for the trial. That's a multitude. constantly. And in chapter 6 and verse 7, the number of disciples, which is what we're talking about because they're later called Christians, was increasing greatly. We see terms in Acts like multiplying. So yes, first century Christianity was highly contagious. Man, if I had it, I was going to share it with you. And based on those numbers, you were going to catch it. So again, is it today? Is my Christianity contagious? Is yours? It can be. Without a doubt, it can be. And here's why. We have the greatest message in the world. Eternal life. We have the message that God loves us and He gave His Son for us. That's contagious. It's contagious because it can bring hope. It can bring hope in a world where there's not a lot of hope sometimes. In a world that can be very dark and dreary and depressing. We have a hope that doesn't disappoint. It can be contagious because it provides the answers the world is searching to find. All of a sudden, back to our big if we do our jobs, we can lighten up the world. And those people that are looking can find the answers that they need. Christianity can be contagious today if we display the love that the world so desperately needs. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. When we love each other like we're supposed to, in times of hurt and in times of joy and in the middle times when nothing's going on. If we love people that are out there, it's going to show, and love is contagious. We've already looked at the idea that foolishness is contagious. Sin is contagious. Love is contagious. Christianity can be contagious if we're people of joy. Now then, if we're not people of joy, if we're people of doom and gloom and depression and sorrow and constant worry, what am I selling that the world doesn't already have? What's there that I would want to be contagious? But if we're people of joy, people that have a mission and have an outcome in life that is worth celebrating now, it rubs off. Christianity can be contagious again if we're people of peace. If we're the one group in all of the world that's not at war with anything except spiritual warfare, all of a sudden we have something that the world's lacking. If we're people of good works. You know, people flock to Jesus because He took time for every one of them. He had compassion and He touched their lives. Now then, we cannot touch their lives miraculously like He did. But if we have time for people and we do good to all men, Christianity becomes contagious. So let's close. We have the greatest gift in the world. We are the earthen vessels that have been gifted this gift. We have the greatest message in the world. We have the greatest hope in the world. We have what should be the greatest joy in the world. We have what should be the greatest peace in the world. We should have what is the greatest desire to share in the world. Tried to make this really positive, really uplifting, really encouraging to go into this year and do something with our contagious Christianity, but there has to be the challenge part of it. We have the greatest message. We have the greatest gift. We have the greatest hope. We have the greatest joy. We have the greatest peace. Therefore, if Christianity in 2021 does not touch everyone, does not create positive controversy, does not get exciting and become highly contagious again, whose fault will it be? It won't be God's fault because the message hadn't changed. It won't be the Son's fault because the blood's still there to change us. If my Christianity's not contagious, it's my fault. If my Christianity is not on display in love and works and so on, it's my fault. If my joy is not on display where it attracts other people to the cross, it's my fault. Let's make the most of the year we've been given. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight. We're going to kind of start a sporadic series on Sunday nights that have to do with the idea of this is your year and how to make it such. Be contagious. Be so contagious with your Christianity that if that other person doesn't want to catch it, he or she's going to have to get out of your presence because you're going to rub off on them. If you're not a child of God this morning, I want you to seriously stop and consider the fact that the greatest message ever preached was preached at Calvary. God loves you. God loves you so much He gave His only begotten Son to die on your behalf. If that doesn't move you, there's nothing that will. If you're moved by it this morning, though, please come and repent of your sins. Confess your Savior. Make a statement of belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Be raised a new creature. And become highly contagious in your Christianity as we stand and sing.